It's the Gutter, it's back. I've got Mo Stewart, I've got Neil Atkinson, and making his debut is Harrison Warden. Have I done that right?
Yeah, spot on.
Oh, off to a flyer, off to a flyer, Harrison. I've got a lot of names today, a lot of names, and some of them I've actually seen play football, which feels like a bonus. Mo Stewart, of course, has seen them all a huge amount of times, and Harrison informs me he has as well. Neil knows stats about them, that's for sure. That we can bank on.
I think huge might be a slight exaggeration, but...
Let's stay with huge.
We'll run with it.
They don't know any better. You'll know more than them out there in listener land. We can be sure of that. I'll start, though, with a name we all know. Jane Sancho, he signed for United for, and I think the sterling figure is something like 78 mil, was it, or 72? I can't remember. Something that felt a bit on the low side to me, Harrison. And I know everyone's, when you raise this about Sancho, go, he's a bit cheap this summer, isn't he? Everyone goes, yeah, but wages. But he's still a bit cheap this summer, isn't he?
Yeah, in the whole, yeah. For me, I thought, I don't know why in my head, it doesn't make sense, but in my head it does. I thought he's going to stay another year at Dortmund.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I just thought he would. He's obviously a very talented player, isn't he? Even, you know, all the youth things that you see. There's a little clip of him when he's, what, 16, 17, and he's absolutely, Haaland's tracking him back, and he's absolutely spinning Haaland all over the place. And out of that England group, they won a competition, didn't he? It was the under-17 World Cup, and he had to get off at an early point to go back to Dortmund, didn't he? But he was their standout player at the time, and I think he's a very good signer for United. It's a nightmare that he's went to them, isn't it? It's going to be interesting what United do, because and if I'm with my Liverpool head on, you're looking at it and saying, right, now United are the most likely going to sell someone, aren't they? And you probably presume the one that they get the most money for would be Martial or Daniel James, who did have to go to accommodate Sancho. And Daniel James, you know, he was meant to go to Leeds, wasn't he? You know, you're hoping that Leeds going for him, we're going for Rafinha, you know what I mean?
Yeah, works for me. Yeah, works. We're getting to Rafinha chat, because Neil's will sit there fuming, throwing microphones around the office.
Score goals, mate.
Doesn't score goals, Harrison. What are you talking about?
Technical, I love watching him.
You've upset Neil already. It's only you've got.
Can't bother the front three players who don't score goals, Harrison. He's going to be on $350,000 a week. It puts him top five Premier League earners.
What I like about you, Neil, for a stats man, broad brush stats, man. You're only interested in one stat when push comes to shove.
Yeah, do they kick it in the goal? Yes. And how much money will they earn? I like the both of those things. Yeah. So he's going to be about $350,000 a week. So De Gea's the highest earner in the league, and then Aubameyang, Madley, Sterling and De Bruyne. So he'll probably be on more than Sterling, less than De Bruyne. He'll probably come in about number three in terms of highest paid in the country.
But what if he actually earns it? That's the problem.
No, I'm with you 100%, and I think there's a chance he earns it. But I think the key question on whatever United do in the grand Liverpool picture is how many points do you think United can get? And if the number of points you think United can get with Sancho next season is greater than the amount of points you think Manchester City can get, then it's a problem. I don't think it is. I don't think we've seen any evidence that United are, for instance, going to go the other side of 90.